Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. I want to turn our attention now to the incoming council, and I have in the studio with me the new Cahir local Wexford County Council, Pip Ring. Congratulations to you, Pip.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning, listeners.
And I have the Chief Executive of Wexford County Council, Eddie Taff. Good morning to you, Eddie.
Morning, Alan.
Eddie, I know you were listening, both of you were listening very attentively to what Jeff was saying there, and I'm sure you, as Chief Executive, would like to see this resolved as well, the Aer Lingus situation, wouldn't you, to get people back into the county again?
Oh, yes. Like, I mean, certainty of people's travel plans is absolutely vital, and I suppose with my FLA hat on, we will have a significant number of overseas visitors coming to Wexford, you know, for the FLA, from North America, from the UK, and obviously any disruption to that is to be avoided, you know, at all costs. So hopefully we'll see a resolution.
And you, Pip, as Cahir Look, the new Cahir Look of Wexford County Council.
Alan, it is imperative that the two sides meet. I know they're far apart at the moment, but I think the disruption to the tourist industry, to basic people's livelihood, and that means business people who come and go, and the whole thing is disrupted now, and it's the uncertainty that they're facing into is the problem, especially with young families who have booked a holiday and paying for the last year, and they're taking time off work to go on holidays. This is not fair to those people. I think it's imperative that those two sides get down. It's going to have to be settled anyway. It's just a matter of getting on way quicker than they might wish to.
Okay, thank you for sharing your comments on that, because it wasn't down as a talking point, but you were both listening very closely to what Jeff had to say there. And again, we put it out to our Morning Mix listeners. How is this impacting on you? Pick up the phone and give Catherine a call on 053-914-5222. What do you think is the resolution to this? Before I get Pip to outline his vision as Cahir Look of Wexford County Council, we spoke very briefly on Friday, Eddie, and you gave me a little oversight as to what is happening, but to share with the county, where are we at now? So the decisions have been reached. We have our new 34 councillors. We have our new chair that we're going to hear from in a second. Now, the districts have to be sorted as well. So what's happening with them?
Yes, well, Alan, as you're aware, last Friday we had the County Council AGM, where all the significant appointments for the new council term were made and voted on by the new councillors, the 34 councillors. And I'd just like to take the opportunity to congratulate Councillor Pip Breen on his election of Cahir Look, and also Councillor Gerard Carty on his election as last Cahir Look, our vice chairperson of Wexford County Council. We also made various appointments to the bodies like the ETB and some of the boards that councillors would sit on and represent the council on. So those appointments are completed now on Friday. And as you said, we move on now to the district committees and the election of chairpersons of the district committees. And for example, tonight we have Wexford Borough District, where we will see the election of the first mayor of the new term. That's in the Arts Centre tonight. I think it's 6 o'clock, and people are welcome to attend that. It's a very good ceremony, a very historic ceremony, to elect what is a very historic post in Mayor of Wexford. So those meetings will be ongoing this week and next week, and that will see the election of the chairs of the municipal districts. And then we get back into business proper with our first proper meeting, if you like it, the July council meeting. And there'll be the July district meetings, and they'll be taking place during the month of July.
So do you actually break for the summer? Do you take a month of August off? Or
I wish. People might think that, but there's
something going on here in Wexford in August, isn't there?
There's no breaks in that. We don't have a monthly meetings in August. We resume then in September, but that's not to say we take a break. Obviously, we have Flacco and Aherin in the first week in August, but you know, the council still operates throughout the month of August. The councillors have hit the ground running. Like, I mean, I've already meeting a number of councillors with some of their constituents and groups of constituents already, and some of those meetings were literally organised the day after councillors were elected. So there's no break when it comes to local government and to the work of our councillors.
This is an interesting conversation this morning, because it's one of preview, and preview is where you sort of just set the scene for the year, and then you review at the end of it. So it's basically to look ahead at the projections and predictions. First of all, Pip, as is befitting of taking up the role as Cahir Look, is this the first time you've ever taken up this mantle?
It is indeed, Alan.
After how many years service as a councillor?
I'm two terms. I've 10 years done, but I would have been in politics for a long number of years. I would have been chair of the Corner Counter and Gorey and chair of Wexford Fianna Fáil for 10 years. I've done my time in the political area, I think that what's the future of... I think this council has the potential because there's a huge volume of work out there for and it's hitting us straight on. Eddie's new and I'm delighted he has hit the ground running. There's a huge body of work in Gorey. We have Esmond Street will be starting in before the end of the year and we revamp of Esmond Street. We have a big plan for the market house in Gorey. Hopefully we'll have word on that in August. There's a new community centre going into River Chapel. There is the town first plan for River Courtown River Chapel, which is ongoing at the moment, and that's just a few things that are happening in Gorey. I think
you know what they'll say now Pip. You're now in charge of the full county, so what for the rest of the county?
I would have been familiar.
You get
with
no chance to rest in a job like this, you know.
None. Yesterday morning I had met the British ambassador in Gorey 10 o'clock. I met the South African ambassador at 2 o'clock.
What was the British ambassador doing there?
He was in Irish country meets and he was down meeting businesses in Gorey.
Yeah.
We met South African ambassador. She was down meeting three of her South Africans who have running businesses in Wexford. She was down meeting them. And we had her in County Hall. And then we had the art competition for the schools. That was, it was over... Yeah. 40 kids getting presentations in with Cleona Connolly yesterday evening Alan Maguire was there for that yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking to Alan. I was up texting the car. I'd be glad to know I was texting the car yesterday. So there you are.
So she's that taxed. That went right. On yesterday afternoon. So that was my first day in the job and I was started at 9:30 and I finished at 6:30.
Yeah, look, the mix within the chamber. I was there Friday, and first of all, some players have gone top of the left, and some players have got top of the right. And I was trying to find out because all the seats have been moved around a little bit. Some people are still in the same place. You've got quite a mix of characters coming in to the chamber now, and I'd say the meetings are going to be interesting to put it mildly, Pip. How are you going to control them?
I would be quite used to controlling meetings, and to control a meeting, you have to be a facilitator. It's not my will. You have to bring everybody along with you. You give them all their time. Now, if they get out of order or if they start waffling on too long, you have to put a stop to it. I mean, the meetings are there to do business.
Yeah, one of the points about waffling on too long, there was a heavy discussion there even before the meeting broke up, and it was only the informer about the 5-minute rule. What was all this about?
That's in standing orders.
What is that? It was raised by Councillor Tom Ford at the end of 5 minutes.
It was, and I had. Because if everybody, the 34 councillors in the room wanted to use a 5-minute rule, that's 5 34s. Just 150, 170 minutes. That's 3 hours. Yeah. Gone. We haven't got 3 hours. People are entitled to make their point.
What do you think a councillor should have to speak?
Well, if you can't make your point, you know yourself. If you're making a point and you can't make it within 2 minutes, you've lost the room. Yeah. And that's my point. If you come in with a point and a problem, you make your point. Right. You go on with it.
Yeah.
So several other people want to make a point as well. We can't just give one lad 5 minutes and everyone else wants 5 minutes then because he's had it. It's not about 5 minutes. It's about making your point and getting it across in the proper manner and to the most effect.
And we're here. This is just from a media perspective because I sit beside Pádraig or Simon or these people and Dan and a few others. And sometimes there would be lots of interesting points raised by councillors, and they could raise 3 points in a row or maybe 4 in a row. And then you're itching to hear the answer to the first point raised, but it could be many seconds or many minutes later. How are you going to work that? Can it be worked in such a way that for the media perspective, that when a question is raised, we actually get to hear the answer almost immediately?
It's a rule. Usually you take 3 questions in a row. Not, you'll be in, out. I think we will be reviewing how the meetings are run. We will be reviewing how the Chief Executive's report comes in, because a lot of the questions come off the Chief Executive's report.
Yeah.
But the Chief Executive's report is... It doesn't change from month to month. A lot of it's the same, but problems would arise. A lot of the problems people bring to Wexford should be dealt with in the districts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying they're attention-seeking, I'm not saying they're looking for news, but everyone's entitled to get their day and when they have a problem to raise it in the chamber. But it has to be done in a timely manner. And we have, Tom, in fairness to him, was complaining that for the last three meetings we had, we never got to the motions.
Okay.
Now, the only reason we never got to the motions, because it was 5:30, 6:00 in the evening, like, the time was gone. We didn't just get there.
Yeah.
So you're going to
look at this. What are your thoughts on that idea, the actual format itself, even from a media perspective, so that, like, there are some very interesting topics raised there, and sometimes you're jotting down, and of course you can't record. Be great, maybe, I don't know if you're ever going to permit us to record, but of course you can't record from there. You can't actually record when you're in there. But we do take notes. I mean, is there any way that could even be modernised a bit, or what do you think?
Yeah, we obviously in the council meetings every month we cover a huge amount of topics. There's a lot of information given to the councillors, a lot of decisions to be made, and we do that in the space of about 4 hours, between 2:30 and 6:00. So as Pip has mentioned there, there are issues that we can look at to improve that. For example, there are more specific issues that are probably better dealt with at the districts, and where information can be given, for example, between the area engineer and the councillors if they have questions. So that's something we're looking at. We're looking at the Chief Executive's report to make it a little bit shorter so that people can get at the information more easily, and they can get at the relevant information for that month. Mm-hmm. And that's something that a number of councillors have said they would like to see, and I'm working on that with my officials to, I suppose, make the Chief Executive's report more accessible with the relevant information for that month. And we hope to have proposals on that to the councillors probably in September. But we do cover a lot of business. For example, you know, we had a few presentations there on the new offshore wind energy proposals, which is going to be a massive project off our coast in the next few years. We regularly, nearly every meeting, we have what we call a Part 8 proposal, which is effectively a planning permission for a public, yeah, for a council project. And they can take a lot of discussion, and it's very important that we get those right. And then we have motions, as the Cathaoirleach has mentioned, where members might want a particular point of view passed on to, say, a minister about a national issue or a national policy. And those do take time to debate and to give proper consideration for. So it's about balancing all those different... balancing what... And to be fair, Councillor John Fleming was Cathaoirleach for the last 12 months, and he did a very good job in trying to strike that balance. And our Cathaoirleach over the years have done very, very well in striking that balance. And, you know, you can't please all the people all the time, but we do get there.
Right, you've been complimented for your openness and transparency and popping into studio and going live and being out there up front and centre. So there's a compliment for you, Eddie Taff. And then just don't rest too much, because somebody else says, is Eddie going to look after the whole of County Wexford, only certain parts? So you've been praised on one hand, and then they're putting you under pressure in the second one. So.
Well, that's life. It is. Look, it is a whole of county approach. We have a number of projects, and, for example, Pip would have mentioned them there, like Esmond Street in Gorey and the Market House in Gorey. But we also have projects in Enniscorthy, Wexford and Uras. For example, yesterday I was down and I met Sean Connacht, the CEO of the JFK Trust, about the new extension that they recently got funded for. Tomorrow I'm in Enniscorthy, and I have meetings about projects in Wexford this afternoon as well. So it is we do cover, obviously, the whole county. We have a number of key projects spread across the county that we want to get over the line, that we want to push on with. So there's lots of competing demands, and I would have to say I'm very fortunate to have a very strong management team, the directors of service working with me. And we also, we're very fortunate in this county, and sometimes I don't think we give ourselves credit for it. We have a very strong relationship and a very strong constructive partnership with the councillors, with all the councillors. And we work very well together. And there's a huge amount of work that goes on in the background that a lot of people wouldn't be aware of, and a lot of time put in by our councillors representing their constituents on all manner of issues, such as housing issues representing tenants in social housing and particular issues that they might have, and helping them navigate issues like that with the officials in the housing section. Our area engineers and road repairs and fixing roads, resurfacing roads, there's a massive amount of work that goes on unseen to the vast majority of people. And I think our councillors deserve great credit for that. And I think anybody who puts themselves forward for election, we had 72 candidates in the local elections, obviously only 34 of those were successful. But anybody who puts themselves forward, be they successful or unsuccessful, is to be congratulated. And I think it's very easy to criticise and very easy to say, you know, what do they do for us? I can guarantee you there's a huge amount of work going on in the background that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily be aware of.
We have to wrap it up for the moment, but we'll have many more conversations. Pip, one of the big talking points during the election was housing, and your Fianna Fáil colleague and Minister James Brown was quite strong last week on the programme with me when he said he believes that Laois County Council is leaving Wexford County Council in the shade when it comes to house building. Have you a response for the Minister on air?
No, I look at the Minister, what he said was, is Laois are the country leaders in what they're doing. We are not last or by any means. We are right up there with the rest of them, but we're a little bit behind Laois. But I think that there's a huge programme of house building. We have more than 1,000 houses coming on stream in Gorey in the next 12 months. And we have a huge development in the St. Walleran's, and we're lodging the Part 8 on the sports complex, multi-use sports complex in St. Walleran's. It will be a suburb of Gorey more than just an estate.
Anyway, have you identified that as Cathaoirleach as the key priority housing? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, just in response to what the Minister said earlier, have you a comment?
Yeah, look, we can always be doing more in housing. We do have, as Pippa said, a very strong pipeline, and we will exceed our social housing targets under Housing for All. We are activating larger sites now and larger mixed tenure sites. For example, the site on the Milehouse Road in Enniscorthy, St. Walleran's, and we're looking at sites in New Ross as well and in Wexford Town. Our housing targets, and the Minister has signalled this, our social housing construction targets for the whole local authority sector, they will probably be revised and increased in the autumn. But I think we're well placed even to meet those revised targets, those increased targets. But we can always do more. At the moment, we're putting a lot of resources into regeneration of derelict buildings in our town centres. We are issuing CPOs, compulsory purchase orders, on derelict buildings where the owner is not willing to upgrade the buildings or sell them on to somebody who will. So we're intervening there through the CPO process. At the moment, on average, I'm signing a CPO every week for a building in one of our town centres, a derelict building. And we will either put those back onto the market for people to renovate and get back into use and live in, or we'll do them up ourselves and turn them into social houses, whichever avenue is appropriate. Yes. So we are doing a lot of work there. We can always do more, and we will do more. And it is, as Pip said, it is a priority for the local authority to progress.
Well, I wish there's a good affordable scheme coming on board now shortly in Gorey. I think it's imperative that we do have an affordable end to it as well, because a lot of those people are squares in the middle.
Right.
That this will be a huge benefit to those.
Well, don't forget now the rest of the county as well, Pip.
Oh no, we get around the whole place, Alan.
Good morning to you. That was the new chair of Wexford County Council, Pip Breen, and the recently appointed new chief executive of Wexford County Council, Eddie Taff, and we wish you both well.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.